We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Neil Brown talks about West Virginia's invitation to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix against Minnesota. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
West Virginia is a special place, but it's the people that make it special.
Honestly, it is the crowd. It's the people.
This is one of the great environments. There are no pro teams in the state of West Virginia. They love West Virginia sports right here.
This is the most underrated fan base in the country.
The greatest resource state of West Virginia is not coal. The greatest resource is its people.
Join the climb today at WVUtimeToClimb.com.
Thank you all. Apologize for being delayed here. I'm actually in the airport, so just landed and was on a recruiting trip, so apologize about being late. Our staff and our players are extremely excited about the opportunity to play Minnesota in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix. You know, what better place to be in the month of December than Phoenix, Arizona? So we're looking forward to spending a few days in the desert. And it's I want to thank the Guaranteed Rate Bowl committee and really the entire Fiesta Bowl organization. It's known throughout college football for premier events. And so I know our staff, speak for our staff, our athletic department, and our players, we're fired up about being there. And so a lot of respect for the Minnesota football program and what Coach Fleck has done there. I got on and listened to his, you know, last few comments that he had there, and really got to know PJ through Kirk Soraka, who's been here, has been a part of our program here for the last several months. And what PJ's done, not only in Minnesota, but what he did at Western Michigan is special. A lot of energy. He's a great motivator, a great teacher. He's a program builder, and he's a relator. And he's done a tremendous job at both those universities as a head coach. And he's done it in a lot of different ways. And if you look at this team, seeing him a little bit on crossover, watching him because of the respect I have for him, their defense is playing as good as anybody in the country. And their offensive line is special. It's a veteran group. Regardless of who's played running back, I know they've had some unfortunate injuries there, but they've ran the ball on everybody they've played. And then Tanner Morgan, a unique situation. Tanner's from Eastern Kentucky and knew him and his late father very well. He actually came to our youth camp when I was the offense coordinator at Kentucky. So really proud of what he's been able to do during his career, and always kept an eye on him because we are from the same state. So rather not play against him in a bowl game, but I've been pulling for him and a lot of respect for him. And so with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Thank you, Coach, and thank you for joining us. So media, as you ask your questions of Coach Brown, please remember to hit the reactions button on the bottom, raise your hand, we'll get you in the queue, and then we'll tee it all up. So first up, we'll go with Matt Digby from WOAY-TV. Matt.
Apologies there, forgot to unmute myself. Congratulations on the bowl selection, Coach. Looking on paper at the two teams, they basically had identical Novembers, two straight losses followed by two straight wins. The fact that both teams enter this game off two straight wins, do you feel that will give more incentive or add more emotion to the game when you guys meet in a couple weeks?
I think both teams are going to come in with confidence. They won a huge rivalry game there in the last game of the regular season. We had two conference wins closing out, emotional home win over Texas, and then and beat Kansas on the road in a tough environment. So, I think both teams are playing some good football down the stretch.
We'll go with Kevin Kinder from the Blue and Gold. Kevin.
Hey, good evening, Coach. Glad you could get in here with us. Will Kirk be a part of your staff through the bowl game?
It's a good question. It's a unique situation. So we're going to kind of work through that. This is maybe a first in my career. We're going to work through that. I don't have a good answer for that right now. Unique matchup. We'll figure it out here in the next day or so.
Okay, next up, we'll go with Jack Magruder. Jack, please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, Coach, PJ referenced your unique style of defense or a little bit of a different flair on the defensive side. What is it that you try to do there with your athletes?
The framework of what we do is a little bit different, probably more unique in compared to what they're doing in the Big Ten. Several teams in the Big 12 employ similar schemes. I wouldn't say exactly. We move our front quite a bit. We mix it up between a four down and a three down. We align in some three safety looks in the secondary. Play a traditional light box. Not sure we'll do that against Minnesota due to their ability to run the football. But that's probably what he's alluding to.
Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press, you're up for Coach Brown.
Hey, Coach Brown, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. I wanted to ask about Kirk, but not about what the future is. I want to ask about the last year with him, and I know you guys have a long history together, but how would you kind of describe him as an offensive coach and what you might have taken from him this season?
Well, so Kirk and I's relationship go back a good ways. He actually recruited me when he was a college coach. And then I was a receiver coach for him at the University of Delaware for a year when I was kind of just getting started in my career. And kind of been a mentor and a friend really throughout my coaching career. And we visited a lot over the years offensively. Our philosophies are very similar. He's been a great help here, not only for myself, but I think for really our entire staff. You know, he's helped our offensive staff grow. I think he's had great insight for our defensive staff. He can't coach on the field, but our players, I think it's been a fun experience for him. You'd have to ask him, but I think it's been something that he's enjoyed. It's came at a good point in his career. So we've been fortunate to have him. And I think if you're talking about a system, the best thing I can use is he's efficient. If you look throughout his career, he's been extremely efficient. I think he's been able to find unique ways to run the football at every stop, regardless of what his personnel or who his personnel is. And so he's efficient. And that's when you're talking about as an offensive coach, I think that's what we're all hunting, and he's done it better than most.
Thank you, Coach. Next up is Greg Hunter from the Blue and Gold News.
So, Neil, any idea yet on what players will be available, whether opt-outs or injuries?
Greg, it's a unique time. Did you ask that question when you covered your first bowl game?
No, I would never have thought of it. Of course, they were wearing leather helmets, so who knows?
And so I really don't have any insight. We gave our guys off after the Kansas game, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We lifted weights Wednesday and Thursday, gave them off Friday. We had a practice yesterday, and so that'll come into focus this week. We've got our last week of classes. Finals is next week. We've had a few kids enter the portal. They obviously won't participate in the bowl game. As far as injuries, probably do that the next time we talk. I'll have a better idea. In and out of Morgantown for the last week for recruiting. And so talk more about that the next press conference we have, just because I'll have a better idea and have more of a firm answer for who's going to participate. As far as opt-outs, not sure yet. That's something that everybody's having to deal with. I'm sure that PJ will have to deal with answering some questions as far as that goes as well. But what our philosophy is on that is we're going to take the group that's prepared to play, that is motivated to play, and we're going to give our guys the very best opportunity to win.
All right, Coach Joe Brocato, you're up next, Joe.
And, obviously a much different bowl experience this year to last year, where it was just treated just as a road game. What's the value of, particularly for the younger guys, to see an entire trip to get a couple days of on-site practices and everything that goes with it?
Your bowl games are rewards to me. And this has been an up-and-down year for us. I think it's been challenging at times. I think if I polled our people and said, hey, we're going to beat Texas, we're going to beat Virginia Tech, we're going to beat Iowa State, I think our initial reaction to our fan base was, man, we're going to have a really good year. And while we did win those games, we faltered in a couple, particularly before the bye week, where we didn't play our best football. So it's been a challenge. I'm proud of how our kids responded. I felt like they handled adversity. There were several times when I think people counted us out, and we were able to get off the mat and get to a bowl eligibility. And these games are rewards, and we're going to treat them as that. Not only when we're out in Arizona, but while we're here in Morgantown during bowl prep, we're gonna do everything we possibly can to make this a great experience. And so the fact that we get to go to Arizona, and the city of Phoenix is one of, in the really the greater Phoenix area, is one of my favorite places. The climate, we're going to stay at a world-class resort, which will be a neat experience for our guys. We're going to play in a professional stadium, which is something unique for our players. They're going to get time to spend with their teammates, doing things locally that they haven't experienced. So I think this will be, outside maybe a handful of our players, this will be their first real bowl experience. So I think that's something that they've earned and something we'll make sure that they enjoy.
Thank you, Coach. Keenan Cummings from WV Sports. Keenan?
Neil, you mentioned recruiting. How are things going on that front? And realistically, how many guys would you like to sign by December? And how are you going to weigh kind of transfers moving forward as well?
Yeah, so I think that you and I talked about this maybe in one of our end-of-season press conferences is we're going to be in a position between now and January where we can add the 32 spots. We're going to take full advantage of the seven spots that the one-time NCAA – or the NCAA is allowing us on the one-time. So we're going to take full advantage of that. And the December signing date, we hope to sign in the 20-ish range. I don't want to give you an exact number. I like our progress on the recruiting front. You know, I really do. I think that a lot of those were guys that visited in the summer, and now we're getting, they came to us in the summer on official visits, and now I'm taking advantage of the one-time opportunity to go out and see them on their turf, you know, and doing home visits and school visits and those type of things. And it's a really reduced window. So basically I have that Sunday after the Kansas game all the way to this week from today to get that done. And so seeing those guys that are committed and then also our top prospects, goes to three prospects this weekend. As soon as I get done, I'm going to have dinner with a recruit tonight that's on campus. So whenever y'all get done, the sooner the better for me. and so I'm going to do that. And then I'll be back on the road in the morning. And then we'll host another handful of prospects next weekend. And so like the progress we're making, I feel really good about it. We've got to add some key pieces on the defensive line. That's the one spot that we've got a really good pool of prospects that we're chasing, but we've got to get some of those in the boat.
In the spirit of getting you out of here, Coach, we'll finish up with Ryan Pritt of the Charleston Gazette Mail. Ryan.
Thank you.
Yeah, Neil, I mean, hell, you could have told me that before. I wouldn't raise my hand, you know?
No, you're good. All right.
No, you called Minnesota one of the better defenses in the country, and, you know, having played some good ones this year, particularly Oklahoma State, Baylor, and I know you have some scouting left to do, but, you know, how do they compare to those? What makes them different as far as you know, and does playing defenses like the ones you've played help you in a situation like that?
Well, it's still early. So I'll tell you, as soon as I found out we were going to play Minnesota about 30 minutes before I got on the airplane. And the first thing I did was kind of pull up their record. And again, because I have a lot of respect for PJ and because there is connection there, I follow what they've done, you know, and so I knew they were 8-4. I knew that they'd really finished strong. And I knew that they'd had some injuries at running back, but they'd still been able to win games, and they're really running the football with a variety of running backs. Whoever's kind of the next man up is looks like to me has been their approach, and they've all been effective. But then I looked deeper into it, and I was looking at their defensive stats and their ability to stop the run. You know, if you look over the last, and it's, I want to say six games, I don't have it right in front of me, but what they've done from a rushing defense and a total offense, the number of yards is really impressive. And so we have, you know, we've played several really good defenses in our league. You know, I think the misconception, and this is really for the Minnesota media more than ours, the misconception is the Big 12, there's not defense. But that's, in the last 3 years, that's really not been the case. You know, Oklahoma State has been as good as any defense in the country. Baylor has played at an extremely high level. And we can go on from there, but those are the two that played in our championship game, and they're there because they could run the football and they played great defense. And so I think Minnesota is very similar to those two programs, and they're able to stop the run. And so other than getting a quick kind of a scouting report from one of our graduate assistants that I trust, I'll hold other comments till I get the chance to watch them more.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown, the Mountaineers, and the Golden Gophers will play at Chase Field on Tuesday, December 28th. And that game will kick off at 10:15 Eastern Time and will be played on ESPN. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.